Willkommen zum Projektpodcast von Transfer Together. Das Projekt startete 2018 und wird gefördert vom Bundesministerium für Bildung und Forschung im Rahmen der Förderinitiative Innovative Hochschule. Unser Ziel ist es, bildungswissenschaftliche Innovationen, die an der Pädagogischen Hochschule Heidelberg entwickelt werden, in außerschulische Lernorte der Region zu tragen, in Unternehmen, Kultureinrichtungen, Vereine und öffentliche Einrichtungen. Als Teil dieser Mission verstehen wir auch diesen Podcast. Wir wünschen ganz viel Spaß.
Hello and welcome to you all. This is a very special episode today, because this episode might save your life. And in order to do that, I have Chiara Dold with me today, who works at the project Leicht Bewegt, which you could translate as something like moving easily, part of the project Transfer Together. My name is Max Wetterauer. I work at the Heidelberg University of Education as a transfer manager. And I will ask Chiara today how this program works. And most importantly, maybe because you're curious right now, why this can save your life. Chiara, what's the problem? Why do we need to save our lives right now?
Hi, Max. Thank you very much for having me. So maybe you've noticed that when you entered this room, first thing you did was you sat down on a chair, and that's the risk you've taken. Guilty. But then you looked at me, and we've been knowing each other for 5 years, and then you quickly stood up, and that's why we're standing right now. So the thing that endangers all our lives is sitting still for long hours and sitting still uninterruptedly, because that slows our metabolism. All our muscles are completely inactive, and it also fosters some inflammatory processes and processes that are, you know, impacting your blood pressure, the health of your vascular system. So normally people working in the office think that sitting down all day long just, you know, gives them a sore back, which might be right, but it also enhances your risk to get type 2 diabetes, cardiovascular disease, stroke, depression, anxiety, fatigue, even cancer. So research has shown that all of those chronic diseases I've been talking about are associated with sitting down uninterruptedly for long hours. So probably nobody would have thought that, you know, being safely in your office could be such a dangerous thing to do. And we're not aware that we're sitting down all day long, because sitting is a co-activity. You don't sit down in order to sit down. You sit down in order to work, or to listen to a lecture, or to attend a meeting, for example, or to eat, or Netflix and chill, whatever. So there are plenty of opportunities to be sedentary during the day.
So to summarize, well, we need to save our lives because during our daily work routine, we're just sitting too much. So what can we do about it?
Now, in our program, we focus on three goals. And the first goal is reducing the amount of time spent sedentary during your day. The second goal is to interrupt sitting phases at least every half an hour. So that's when all those health risky processes in your body start. And that's why we want to interrupt those phases. And the third one is we want to achieve more light physical activity throughout the working day, because you cannot expect to, you know, be fit and healthy if you're sitting down for 8 to 10 hours each day and then go to the gym like for half an hour or an hour, which is fine and very important. So go to the gym, do participate in sports, be physically active, but also use that huge amount of time that you spend every day at your office and be a little more active there. It has great health benefits.
Plus, you don't have to pay anything for a gym or something like that.
Yes, and you don't need equipment and you don't need to make the time, because that's another thing. Unfortunately, that research has shown that many people just don't meet those guidelines for physical activity. So they are couch potatoes in the evening, but also kind of couch potatoes throughout the whole working day.
Which makes you tired. After a whole day of working, you get home, you basically sit down because you're just exhausted from the whole day of sitting down.
Absolutely. And we can do something about it. And first thing is achieve those goals. reduce your sitting time, interrupt phases of sitting still, and move a little more throughout your working day. For example, if possible, take the stairs instead of the elevator, walk to your workplace, or probably do a little lunch walk together with your colleagues, which is quite nice, or have a meeting while standing up. So there are plenty of opportunities, and to show you that it's not just opportunities but strategies, I'd like to talk about the three levels of change that we can implement into our everyday office life. So first thing is your physical or built environment. For example, if you have a standing desk, it's of course easier to stand up more during the day, and it kind of also reminds you to do that. Mm. But it doesn't always work because people tend to forget it.
Into a routine of forgetting it, that's true.
So you also have to be aware of the problem in order to use your standing desk correctly. We see that very often. But yes, you can make those changes, for example. You can also put the printer away from your desk so that each and every time you print something, you have to stand up to get your, you know, print. Second level is organizational routines and support. For example, why not set up a team policy that it's allowed to stand up or move during meetings? Because normally you wouldn't have done that because everyone would have been irritated or looked at you like, oh, Max is kind of acting weird today. But if there's a policy saying like, we want to be a healthy team and we want to allow each and every member to move when they feel like moving, that's great. And you can also integrate, for example, phases where it's, you know, for each and everyone to stand up or move around or do something like that. Yeah. And then there's the third level, of course. That's the individual level. What can each and everyone do for themselves? And there are millions of strategy from getting a dog of course, that's a joke. It's great to have a dog, but you can also, for example, set yourself a timer that reminds you to stand up, or you can use a strategy, for example, like an implementation intention, saying yourself, each and every time my phone rings, I stand up, or I walk around, or I move around if you're in a wheelchair, for example. So there are many opportunities that you can use, but it's easier to change habits when you do it in a team. And that's what Life Bewegt focuses on. You have 5 steps for a change process that involve your whole team. Why? Because it's much easier. It's more motivating. It really is fun. It fosters creativity. I can tell you, we've had a lot of partners testing our program and they had great fun with it.
I can imagine.
And you achieve goals together as a team. So we don't focus on the individual level, we focus on the team level. So 5 easy steps. First of all, you have to get your management on board. We help you with that. We provide all the materials on our website, all the good arguments that makes your management want to participate in Leicht Bewegt. Then you do a quick analysis with a questionnaire, completely anonymous, to find out how sedentary are your people. So you have a starting point, which is kind of motivating because, let's be honest, all desk-based workers just sit way too much. They all do. So no worries. And then you implement the program. You can have a workshop and inform your team about the risks of sedentary behavior, which are not, you know, well known amongst the public. It's unlike smoking. And probably that's why many people say sitting is the new smoking, to kind of raise awareness, but it's not correct. It's different, but it's a different health risk. So anyway, you get posters, emails, podcasts, blogs, so that, you know, people continuously are reminded to participate in the program, that they are motivated, and then you just do it. You just start, you know, creating this new habit and this new moment of working dynamically, and then you evaluate. So you're using the same anonymous questionnaire, and you will probably find out that after a few weeks of the program, all of you are sitting less, moving more during your working day. And you maybe find that some strategies worked well and some could be improved. So you reflect on that together, you set yourself new goals, and that's how you start a whole change process together.
Okay, Chiara, so this is your program, your 5 steps from Leicht Bewegt. To summarize, you're saying that as a team together, you can achieve much more to reduce your sitting time during your day. And the program is for free, as I understood correctly, right?
Absolutely.
You find all the information you need on the website, leichtbewegtarbeiten.de. And there's no strict plan. So all teams, all individual characters in a team will be able to work together to find a solution that fits to your team. So basically, there's no strict way to do it, but an individual way to do it. So everybody feels comfortable doing the program, and you will see the results you will need to save your life.
Absolutely. And that's because the program is adapted to the needs of each and every team. During the workshop, which is a key part of the program, you have a workshop where you introduce those 3 levels of change that I've talked about. And then the team does a brainstorming to find strategies that helps them to achieve the goals and, you know, to think about those 3 levels of change. And they choose 3 strategies that they think are feasible and attractive to them. And then they commit to achieving those or to implementing those 3 strategies into their everyday work routines.
Okay. Thank you, Chiara, for explaining the program Leicht Bewegt to us. For the listeners who are interested in participating in the program, they will find all the information on the website, right?
Absolutely.
So all they need to do in order to start is to check out all the information they will find and, well, talk to the management and proceed with the 5 steps.
Yes, it's easier than you think.
Okay, well, thank you, Chiara, so much for talking about the program, for presenting it, and hopefully to motivate our listeners to participate in the program Leicht Bewegt. Thank you, Chiara.
Thanks for having me, and we could go for a walk now, right?
Yeah, I think we should. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Vielen Dank fürs Zuhören. Wenn ihr mehr über unser Projekt erfahren möchtet, dann schaut doch bei uns auf dem Blog vorbei. www.transfertogether.de. Dort findet ihr unter anderem Blogbeiträge zu Themen wie Bildung für nachhaltige Entwicklung, interkulturelle Bildung, Gesundheitsprävention und MINT-Bildung, sowie alles, was zum Projekt dazugehört. Schnitt und Produktion stammt von Max Wetterauer und Anna Düchting. Unser Titelsong stammt von Max Lazuli. Der Song Good Morning steht unter Creative Commons Lizenz.